Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Hunter Lindblad from Jamestown, New York. He's with the U.S. Air Force, and he's stationed in South Korea. He speaks to us today halfway across the world and in the midst of the coronavirus. Can you tell us what it's like right now in South Korea?
Yeah, absolutely. So, South Korea got hit pretty hard right after, China first got its cases there in late December. January started rolling around. I think January is when we got our first case. Around February, late January, February is when Korea really got hit hard. We're getting towards the end of April where things have slowly, considerably died down. January, February time frame, we were second behind China in number of cases and deaths. We went from number two to, I think we plummeted all the way down, and there's about 20 some plus countries that have excelled way past us now. There's always possibilities of hot spots and pop-ups, but they've done, I think Korea's done a considerable job of squashing the virus throughout this country.
Now, are you guys totally, for the most part, reopened again in South Korea?
No, so absolutely not. I will say this, so Korea went full lockdown where they closed restaurants, bars, clubs, a lot of things for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then they just recently opened back up partially.
So the one thing we keep hearing in the States is how good of a job South Korea did with containing this virus, mainly to the city of Seoul. You guys have kind of been the model for the rest of the world on how to fight this. Where do you guys think you did it right, and maybe where we got it wrong?
The biggest difference, I don't think America failed, right? But I think what the biggest difference is, it's a cultural thing. Here in Korea, right, you're talking about the landmass of South Korea is about the state of Indiana. The population here in Korea is, obviously massive for the size of Indiana. So the biggest concern was the population density, right? So if one catches it, hundreds and hundreds could catch it. The Korean government came in and said, hey, look, let's take the initial steps to squash this now, so in the long run, we're not dealing with this, for months and months and months on end. For the majority of the population of Korea, they listened. I knew once it hit in America, it was not going to go well. And the reason why is because a lot of people don't listen to big government. To me, the reason why Korea handled it so well, it was a cultural thing. And a lot of the things that I see that the U.S. is implementing, right, actually, I don't want to say they got it from Korea, but I would... It looks like they're mimicking what Korea did.
That's very interesting. I would agree with you. I think that as Americans, we're kind of not wired to kind of shelter in place as well as maybe perhaps people in South Korea. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand the frustration, right? Because, I'm not a small business owner, right? So I understand, telling a small business owner or someone relies on their job heavily, for income and stuff like that, to tell them to bunker down and they can't work, right? I understand that weeks, months, this is going to take a toll on the economy, but not just the U.S. economy, right? This is a global pandemic. So I think big picture, right, this isn't just a U.S. economy problem. Unfortunately, Americans need to understand is it's not just them, right? It's not just a U.S. problem, right? It's a global problem. The Korean economy has taken a massive hit on this.
What are you doing specifically in South Korea in the military? Can you share with us what your responsibility abilities are?
Yeah, absolutely. So having been here now 4 years, I keep changing jobs just to keep for career progression. But right now I just moved back to the actual wing. Before I was at the 7th Air Force, where I was a contingency exercise planner. Now I moved to, I'm a section chief for plans and programs for the wing. So I oversee a couple big programs here on Peninsula to just ensure the readiness of the U.S. military here in South Korea.
That's Hunter Lindblad from Jamestown, New York, speaking to us today from South Korea. He is today's hometown hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.